With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Playback trading as Playback Media Limited and its subsidiary companies would like to apologise to BBC Radio 4's flagship Sunday afternoon programme Poetry Please, following a statement made in last week's podcast. We acknowledge that at no point did the producer, Sally Heaven, ask to use any material from Angelos Epithemios' Cock and Ball show, nor did she ask him to paint his nuts with a metallic paint. Thank you.
Moses, Mike! Got your tickets yet?
Where have you been if you haven't got your tickets yet?
All the people in the know are going.
They've all got their tickets.
Sorry!
What a great start.
All the people.
Yeah, they've all got their tickets. Now, look, if you want to come and join in the fun, you've got to go to live.angelosandbarry.com and buy tickets for a new Power Generation tour. Coming to a venue near you.
Yeah, 27th September, all over the country.
And we are hoping, because Barry's on TV every day now.
Yes, on for an hour.
With Niall Edmonds, who won't be on tour with us, sadly.
No.
We're hoping that a lot of people will come. Like pensioners and long-term unemployed and that sort of stuff, won't we, Barry?
Yeah, let me just try Noel now.
Give me a ring, see if he'll come.
Come and see the show. Talk amongst yourself for a second.
What he's doing now? He's going into his roller decks here. And he's just looking at Noel Edmonds' number. Here we go. He's dialing the number now. Okay, Noel Edmonds will be with us, hopefully, in the next few seconds or so. Okay, he's putting the phone to his ear.
Hello.
He's answered.
Hello, Noel. Yes, it's Barry from Watford here. How's the old fella that was in the show?
Tell him you was in Cheeky.
I was in Cheeky.
Tell him you was the star of the show.
I'm the star of the show. Do you remember?
Yeah. He must remember you. Yeah. Tell him you're the old fella in it.
I'm the old fella in Barry.
You remember
he's
got
it. No, call me Bertie, but he means Barry. Oh, do you want to come on tour with us?
What's he saying?
Nah,
is he gone?
It's said bollocks.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, never mind.
Oh, that is nice. I tell you what, when he rings up and begs you to do the next 100 episodes of Cheap Cheap Cheap, tell him to stiff it up his arse.
Yeah, I won't do that, but it's a nice hand.
It's a nice little learner, isn't it? That's a pensioner.
Cool, that's your learner. Jump like that.
You must be on, what, like £80,000 for 33 episodes an hour long? You're a fortune for that. You should buy your council house that job,
isn't it? Let's get off Cheap, cheap, cheap.
Don't want to get any trouble. Right,
let's get off
Noel.
Legally
a sticky wicket.
Let's get off foul mare. Oh dear, turn the cage.
Because your husband Noel listens to this every week, doesn't he?
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Oh, Noel does.
Where did he?
Let's stop talking about Noel, man.
Very positive, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a great guy. Very. Right, now, let's move on to other things.
Yeah.
Having asked you if you're coming to see the show, and I'm assuming you
Most of you will be.
Going all over the place.
Have we got any famous people that come to see the show this time?
Well, David Van Dyke came last time.
I don't suppose he'll come again, because we picked him out on stage and, like, smacked him in black, shut his song.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And
we ruined him as a guest. It's a real shame.
A man can't take a joke. Cheryl Cole came, Cheryl Baker, Aretha Baker, Anita Baker, the soul singer, Baker's Dozen, Baker's Does.
Drunk Baker.
Ginger Baker.
Ginger Baker came, didn't he?
Ginger Biscuits and Ginger. But they're all
this
coming.
Time,
this time, oh blimey, special guest.
Include.
Jay-Z will be on with us.
Jay-Z, I think, is doing Leicester with us, isn't he?
He's doing Leicester, and Wolverhampton.
I think
we've got Dame Shirley Bassey.
Yeah, and Tiny Temper.
Tiny Temper is coming
we've
on.
We've got P. Diddy at Bunstable.
Bunstable, we've got P. Diddy.
Yeah.
And
these are all non-confirmed, but I'm pretty sure that these are going to be confirmed within the next day or so. Special guests that we've got.
We are thinking that we might have Itchy Strider in Wolverhampton.
Yeah, we'll
that's the line. Can do that.
Yeah, that's right, and that's the problem with your gooch.
That is, we've got Itchy Strider, and he'll be supported by Sweaty Gooch,
Who's on the same label as him?
Oh, we got Sweaty on the same label as Sweaty Gooch is Wet Buttocks.
Wet Buttocks
and
Slimy Ball. And all these people will be coming to be with us. So, if this is your sort of thing, then. Please get your tickets now.
Now, you have had a terrible week.
I have had a terrible
week.
This
is awful. It keeps dropping off, don't you?
Yeah, bits of it.
You've got a touch of narcolepsy.
I haven't been diagnosed, but I probably do have a bit of that. I think I'm just tired at the moment, actually, because I've been working so hard, you know.
When you say working.
Well, I mean, like, you know, just like walking around town
and tweeting. Tweeting ain't really working.
Nah, not really. I'll take it out of the thumbs, though.
Oh, Christ. And what happens? It's a terrible.
Terribly embarrassing. Well, you know, I don't get that many job interviews.
I know.
You know that, don't you?
By design, or partly because you don't have any qualifications.
Well,
and also,
a bit of both. It's best that I stay out of the job market.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right, because we want to keep the country afloat. You're a drain on it, mostly.
Well, no, it's better I just so that I can keep getting benefits.
It's best for you.
It's best I stay out of the market, otherwise they'll cut me benefits. But, you know, every now and again they send you up for these interviews and that. And I thought, okay, I better go for my interviews. And I went round for a little party, you know, we had the alteration on.
Oh, yeah.
And a couple of barrels of beer and that.
Who was that? Whose party was that?
It was Kenny's party.
Okay.
But they're all there. Terry was there, Kenny was there.
Phil Davis was there
for a bit. Malcolm was there, Kieran, you know, all the tough guys.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've had a couple of drinks.
I've had a couple of drinks and I thought, I said to them, look,
I've got to leave early because I've got this big job interview tomorrow. And I want to do well for it, even though I don't really want a job, but I want my own personal pride, I want to do well. So I've gone out of the house and I've got into the park and I thought, I'm a bit done in, you know.
Yeah.
So I sat down on a bench because I was going to walk home, you know. I sat down on a bench and I thought, I'll just take the weight off here for a minute, you know. Anyway, I've fallen asleep, you know?
Christ,
I've fallen asleep. And then, I don't know, I must have been out for sort of quite a while. Because you know, when I woke up, the sun was just sort of peeking above the houses, you know?
Right, okay.
I thought, bloody hell, I better get home quick and get myself all, like, tarted up for the interview, So I get home record time, get myself, like, tarted up very, very quickly, you know, change my shirt, and then I thought, that'll do, you know. So I'm out the door. I've gone up the interview, and it's all going, you know, I walk in there and they sort of look at me a bit like funny, and I thought, well, that's the look I normally get off people anyway, so, you know, it don't matter. Anyway, I sit down there and I start talking to them about compression towers and, you know, high-powered washing jets things, you know, and things.
Yeah, which is a funny job for someone who wants to go and work at selling coats in the market.
Yeah, exactly. But I thought, well, they want me to talk about something I'm passionate about.
Okay, so
jet washes. That's your game. I really do like that stuff, and if I can get a job somewhere, I will. But this is the coats in the market. Anyway, I should get halfway through my speech about compression towers and jet powered washes and stuff when they just say, I'm sorry, can I just stop you there, Mr. Fimia? I said, yeah, of course you can, ask me anything. And I said, yeah, there is something we'd like to ask you, actually. What is that thing on your forehead and across your face?
Right.
And I went, well, that's my nose and she said, no, I think you better look in the mirror, like, you know.
Yeah.
I went, okay. And I got up and I went and had a look in the mirror.
Yeah.
And it's a big cock and balls.
Like drawn on my face. Oh, God.
You know, big cock balls. And I said to them, yeah, I said, that's a big cock and balls on my face, been drawn on there with a pen. And they said, is that stuff coming out of the top there?
Yeah.
And I said...
you said,
And I said, well, if there is stuff coming out of the top, then I think that's probably Kenny what's done that. God. You know, because he does...
The stuff coming out of the top.
Anyway, they said, look, on those grounds, I'm afraid we can't give you the job, like, because you've got... I said, why? Why can't you?
Yeah.
I said, well, you've got, like, big cock and balls drawn on your face. I said, yeah, but, you know, people are very open-minded these days.
Yes.
You know? Like, you can get tattoos of, like, all sorts of muck.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that Noel?
How old are you? Noel. It just sounds
like... Noel.
Hello?
Noel.
Hello, Noel?
Tell him it's Barry.
It's Barry. Yeah. I phoned earlier. He's put a bloody phone down. He wondered who was it.
Sadly, I lost out on that job, you know. But the moral of the story is, like, don't get pissed and fall asleep in the park.
Well,
you know about that.
Know about that.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Do you remember that time? It was a terrible time. It was that time I went for our 13th anniversary. I told you about this.
Yes,
thank
you.
1960s.
Where did you go again?
Well, we went Southend, didn't we?
When you were a motorbike.
I'd be a motorbike. And went down there and stuck Margaret in the sidecar.
Beautiful.
And after a couple of days trying to get her out, a couple of blokes from the garage down there outside.
We tipped
her out, we prized her out. Someone from the council come down with a. Pulled her out.
She come.
Her drawers come off. But the point was, what happened was.
Put them back on again?
Yeah, I got them back on. Well, I got them back on again. You got two legs in one hole, will you see?
Well, that's all right.
And it's all right, it's a little bit of an excess. I digress. So, although I did know a song about it, here we go. Do you remember this?
I wrote it.
Went down the south end, Margaret drive me round the bend.
Her knickers came down, she couldn't get her legs back in. I got a bloke from the council to get both of her legs in the knicker. Oh, I was feeling rather old. I couldn't get her back up the stairs of the hotel.
No.
So she went over to the shop and she had them removed. I went to the south end.
We went out for a meal now in the 1960s.
You didn't get the sort of standard of, you know, posh food.
What was seen as posh in those has been a Spanish omelette, and we thought we was really
all foreign.
We had
very fun, some peels, very posh.
Mushrooms,
and I must have had about 6 or 7 pints of Double Diamond, and she had a Matthias Rosé.
A bottle
of Matthias Rosé. We went back to the hotel. I pushed up the stairs with her 2 legs in the 1 knicker roll, rolled her into bed, and I thought, I'm going to go out for a cigarette.
What's a bit more?
I went out.
Right.
I'd had a few pints. Yeah. I went down a park. Oh, I fell asleep.
You fell asleep on a bench.
Oh. And when I woke up,
what happened?
A Chinese fella.
Oh yeah. Steve Young.
Well,
he's woken you up, buddy.
He woke me up. I had a very strange sensation. Near my kidneys.
Oh yeah.
And I think he's whipped out one of my kidneys, right? You know, they sell them on the elderly man's market. So I thought nothing of it.
No.
I've gone back and in very great pain. But you had something similar, didn't you?
Well, it's very funny you should say that because I was like, this is going back, like, I don't know, maybe 6 months ago now.
Yeah, right.
Because that time, when I fell asleep in a Chinese takeaway.
I remember,
I'd ordered number 69, and I ordered some 81, and that, you know.
Yeah.
And they said, you know.
Don't do the accent. But they said it in a Chinese accent.
They said, would you like a drink?
Yeah.
And I said, of course I would.
Yeah.
Like, just the Pope, like.
Whatever he does,
with his hat on. And I say, of course I want a bloody drink. Right, so they give me this smack that they drink over there. Sake or I don't know what it is.
That's the traditional Chinese drink, the sake.
Well, I give me that and he must have seen me coming I think you're only supposed to have like a little bit of.
Yeah, and you had a couple of pints on it.
I've done the bottle. I didn't know that you weren't.
No, that's
and,
right.
And to be honest with you, they didn't say nothing about it when I was pouring it into like a pint glass and nicking it.
No, that's right.
They just said, yeah, carry on. Anyway, they must have known what was coming, see? They must have had this planned.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm sat down there and I'm falling asleep and that. And then they shake me up, like, hello, right? and I'm all like,
81 and 69 is ready, sir.
So I took my gear, my food.
Yeah.
And I come home with it, and I have my food and it. And I don't think nothing of it, you know? And then, like, 2 or 3 days later, I'm thinking, I haven't had a piss for 2 or 3 days.
Oh, Christ.
I don't think I've had a piss, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought, well, I better go to the doctors about this.
Yeah.
And they stick me in the x-ray and they said, well, Mr. Epithemia, this might come as a bit of a shock, but there's all piss in your body.
Inside your body, yeah.
He said, but the bag it's supposed to go in.
The bladder.
They called it the bladder.
They called it the bladder.
They said, that ain't there no more.
Oh, God.
And I said, can you have another look, please?
Yeah.
So they sit me through the machine again.
Yes.
And they said, look, it's definitely not there, the bladder.
Yeah.
And they said, well, how do you think that's, what's happening then? And I said, I know exactly what's happened.
Yeah.
I said, I've gone in a Chinese takeaway and they've fed me the targi, parts of it, and then while I've been asleep, they've harvested it. They've harvested my organs, you know?
Yeah.
And they said, well, that is true. I think that has happened because I think there's your kidney's missing as well. A couple of ribs have gone.
Yes.
And there's a bit of your bum that's gone and all.
Yeah,
they took me. I said, what do they need that for? And they said, who knows?
Well, yeah, you know, but they'd send an awful lot more 81 nowadays, wouldn't they, in that one? Oh, God, I tell you what, though, I'm going to have another go at this. I went to Southend with my Margaret for anniversary. I was feeling rather hungry, so we stopped at a restaurant and we had a Spanish omelette, and then we tried to get her back into the sidecar. She couldn't move her knickers far. We had to prize her out with the bloke from the council. Yeah, it doesn't really.
But I got in there with a crowbar just at the end. Oh, salvaged
a bloke with a crowbar. Then there is. We prized her out with some Swarfiga. Then she was. It's a shame that, because I wrote them lyrics in 1964.
They just haven't stuck in your mind.
Get rid of those awful lyrics.
Yeah,
sorry,
right.
But we'll try that a bit later.
Song lyrics.
No, it was terrible because I don't know whether you remember my Margaret, 1975.
Oh,
so we went out Beijing on holiday.
Because you were into gambling.
I love gambling.
You thought, well, let's go to the home of gambling.
I went to the home of gambling, Beijing, China. And we flew out there first class and all that. I was money back then. Well, I was doing very well with the gambling and that.
Yeah.
We turned up there again. A very swarthy, mysterious gentleman offered me. We got our bags and that. And a man came to me and he just said to me, sake, do you want my sake? And I had some of his sake, cut the pints of it. And before you know it, Jesus Christ, I've fallen asleep. And Margaret next to me, because she was past. In the middle of Beijing Park.
Oh.
We fell asleep, woke up. I looked over at Margaret. They've only taken her entire head off, right? And
this is 1974.
This is 1974. Very unsophisticated transplants in them days.
It would have been very, very butchery.
It was. They replaced it with one of those ping pong balls.
Thinking that you wouldn't notice.
They decorate the eye. They put a couple of eyes on it. They put a tiny with the wool.
And then the thimble on top of it, just she's wearing a hat. And you didn't notice her first.
Well, I didn't notice her first because she's quite a bit taller than me and all. Yeah, so I was chatting away to her, going like that. With this ping pong ball on her stump on her head, you know, sort of them with it. Oh, they've done it nice. And I went in a shop. I wanted 81. A sweet and sour 81.
Okay.
And I went in there and I did the old joke. Oh, no, 69, please. A meal for two with a terrible view. Yeah. And the lady goes to me, ping pong, ping pong. I don't speak the language.
What is she talking about?
I don't know what she's talking about.
When did I go to China
with Margaret 1975. She had hair was a beehive. She woke up on the bench and the head had gone and been replaced with ping pong ball. And I didn't notice for half a day.
Where did the penny drop, though?
Well, the thing was, the penny dropped when We were coming home, you see, because when you come in,
I believe you got a passport.
You come in, and it didn't bear any resemblance to a passport. You know,
well, I mean, stopped at customs. Hold on a minute.
Yeah, hold up. Can you come closer to the door?
Have a look at that. Yeah. bloody hell.
Yeah.
What happened? I said,
well, oh. I looked round. I said, well, what's wrong? And I thought, oh, of course, he does look a bit funny, don't he? It's a lovely hat.
Yeah,
and they've done her hair nice.
Yeah, but it's not, it definitely wasn't the same person.
It wasn't the same person. No. Anyway, we went through many hell.
I suppose you had to contact the embassy.
Oh, yeah. And you had to explain it. Oh, cool.
She's had her head taken and she's been replaced. Right. She can't talk for herself at the moment.
No, that's
got
right.
No, mouth.
No, that's right, exactly.
Yeah, so I had to speak for her.
I had to speak for her. And then, of course, you know, it's like you have to get her permission and all that.
Yeah.
And they were having none of it. And, of course, the Chinese weren't saying it, but said, oh, you drinking in park?
Oh, yeah.
You're drinking in park.
So,
you
yeah.
ain't allowed to. So, it,
you're
so old.
You're on a back foot.
Yeah. I was on a backhand, actually. Yeah. Your own fault if wife lose head and be replaced with ping pong ball.
Well, you say, all right, fine. That's the ethics I've covered. But, like, let's deal with the practicalities here. I've got to get my wife back on the plane. And she can't go because she's got a ping pong.
Yeah, as head.
So can we please deal with this?
Well, yeah.
Did they find her head?
Well, that head was disgraceful. The British Embassy were bloody useless.
Were they? Yeah, I've heard this. They're lying in their own pocket.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was a disaster. For God's sake, people.
You got it back in the end, though, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, got
you
it back in the end.
The triads.
I had to go to the triads a lot,
yeah,
you know.
A lot. Yeah, yeah.
And it was a salutary lesson, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You know,
I mean, you can't take your eye off these people for a second, can you?
You absolutely cannot. Yeah. And you know, she cannot. If we go to a holiday camp or something, and there's any sort of table tennis competition,
no,
she can't look. She can't even look
can't
at
play
it.
Play the game,
no. Which is a shame.
That's a real shame to shoe in style.
Oh, brilliant, ping pong. Absolutely brilliant.
Oh,
and we went to Thailand, and she couldn't look at any of that cabaret stuff either.
Which is a shame. Where's the sort of? Well, I mean, you had to go in there yourself.
Yeah,
on your own, which is a real shame.
It's
something you know, you should experience together.
That's it. Yeah. So. Hold on, I ripped up that. What the other thing I was going to. Oh, God almighty.
What happened then?
You know, it's. How long ago was it that Abbey Road happened? Is it an anniversary of.
Abbey Road?
Sergeant Pepper.
Sergeant Pepper's. 67? Well, yeah, it's 40 years ago.
14 years ago.
Yeah. I remember that better than most because I was in
the Beatles. You were in
the Beatles, but I was in the studio next door recording my solo album, Cock, Balls and Pubes.
Yeah, I think we've got a recording.
We've
got the backing music.
Definitely.
Do you see if I can remember the lyrics?
I was in Abbey Road at the time as the Beatles. I was recording my album. It was called Cock and Balls and Pubis. And then I went across to the studio and said, George Martin, come and listen to this. And he said, that's very good, Angela. What is it called? I said, it's called Cock and Balls.
Yeah, and that was a lovely one because it was almost the story of how it happened.
Yeah,
when you recorded it.
That's right. I thought they call that a concept album.
It's a concept album,
and I was the first one to invent that.
Oh, bloody.
Oh, yeah, I invented the concept album.
And what did he say when he brought you in and you met the Beatles? How did you find
it? I was embarrassed because I was like, you know, I'd just done my Cock and Balls song.
Yeah.
And I thought, God, they're the Beatles. They're not going to be interested in this.
That sounds really great.
Really great.
Yeah.
And because my Cock and Balls song, it was like, when you are lonely with cock and balls.
Yeah.
You cock and balls, you see.
Yeah.
Cock and balls, cock and balls, cock and balls. Cock and balls and stuff coming out.
I reckon,
that was my song.
Funny enough, I reckon they had, I mean, hum me the tune again.
Cock and balls. Cock and balls.
Well, that sounds very cock much like one
balls,
of them.
You see. Cock and balls, cock and balls, cock and balls. Cock and balls, you start coming out of the jar.
That sounds like one of theirs when I'm 64.
Does it?
Well, you want to...
I want to sue them.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is what they were famous for. This is why I didn't want to play them, my song. Because I thought, well, it's a good chance it could turn up on one of their albums, you know.
Well, this is
I mean, there was none of that going on around there. There was no copyright, nothing like
when
that.
When I used to live in Liverpool, you know, yeah. I lived
you
next
in the
door.
Cabin, didn't you?
Yeah, lived right yeah. next door at the cabin.
Yeah.
And I used to sing some of my lovely songs.
Yeah, one of you.
Remember that masturbation when I did Twist and Yank?
Yeah, too.
And,
yeah.
and sure yeah. enough, down the cabin, a day later,
yeah.
this is our new one, Twist and Yank. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Shake it about, baby.
Shake it about, baby, is what I
yeah.
wrote.
Yeah.
Twist and yank.
Twist and yank.
And I done all that, and did I get any royalties?
No,
not
your
one.
Your shit, Penny.
Penny piece.
No, no. Well, they, you know, lovely band and all that, but they was thieves.
Thieves. Thieves. Thieves. The bastard thieves.
Thieves going.
Oh, well, look, sure, oh, it might. It's been lovely, isn't it? It was a bit crazy, wasn't it? A bit
well,
crazy.
You know, it's that's you can only tell stories from our life.
You can only. I hope it records. Alright, until. Now, don't forget live.angelosandbarry.com. Come and see the show.
If you've made it through to the end of this, you are hardcore. Therefore, you deserve to come and see the show.
Yeah. Okay, bye. Till next time. Bye.
This is a Playback Media production. To listen to all our podcasts, visit playbackmedia.co.uk.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.